We left off yesterday trying to understand this fascinating Rashi. We know that Rashi said something fascinating, we're just not quite sure what he said. We know that Rashi told us a tremendous Kiddush, just read the Gemara. The Gemara quotes Pesukim, so that means Deraisas. So Tosis was the one who was a big Mechadish. Tosis turned the world upside down by saying that now the whole sukkah is Derabban, everything has Pachnas, Rabbi Shalem, we never really heard of this, not really relevant in the Torah. And Rashi said, no, Rashi did the Gemara Pshuto. How do we know Rashi did the Gemara Pshuto? From one line in Rashi. Because at the very end of the Rashi, Rashi says, oh, by the way, Amar Rabbanan, da 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 da, implying that everything up to that point was Deraisa. So we're pretty comfortable with this idea that according to Rashi, Shishim is a real Shia min HaTorah. It is only within the world of Rashi that Shishim is a fact of Shia min HaTorah. And the question is, what does that mean? What is that based on? What is this all about? So we have two very, very different approaches. That one was taken by the Maharik and one was taken by the Chassam Sofer. We pointed out that according to the Maharik, Shishim is Deraisa, yeah, by Nindush Eino Mino, okay, it's a Deraisa, as a reflection of either existence or lack thereof, absence of Tav. How could that be? Rashi happens to personally hold the Tav, because there are other rights, said the Maharik. Rashi was just saying that Aliva, there are no Shitas, there are Shitas, there are Tavar, there are Amaroyim. We hold the Tavkiyah, so Shishim is in fact a Shir Nidaraisa. But again, it's only Shir Nidaraisa according to those who accept Tavkiyah. It's not an objective Shir per se. Therefore, it would be absurd to discuss being a Shir Nidaraisa min Vabino. Even that's what the Pasuk is talking about, but you can't say that. It's just impossible, because if all Shishim is, it's just a way to be Mashal Yetam Nishtam, then obviously it wouldn't make any sense outside of the realm of being Mashal Yetam Nishtam. That was about Rick's almost like limited, watered down, so to speak, version of Rashi's Chiddush. Then we had the Idachis of some cipher that took on a whole new world. And unlike the Maharik, who said that Shishim is just a din of bittul tam, some cipher said, Gevalt, no, it's a shir bittul, and it's a shir bittul deraisa. And then the Chassam Sofer went, a chiddush agabi chiddush, he said, not only is it a shir bittul deraisa by min b'sheino mino, but it's a shir bittul deraisa by min b'mino also, because after all, that was the original source for this whole shir bittul. So it's a din deraisa. Aye, how can it be? But deraisa chad b'trei b'otel. What was the answer? What did we say? There must be a difference on the level of deraisa between one and what? Between yavish b'yavish versus lach b'lach. A whole razzle dazzle shir b'teira from the Chassam Sofer. When we presented it yesterday, so we almost made it seem like the Chassam Sofer was the majority view. We almost made it seem like that was like conventional wisdom within the unconventional sheet of Shitas Rashi, if you could say such a thing. But when you take a step back, and I guess you have to be a little bit, you know, we're going to be intellectually honest if we try to do that some of the time. It would appear from the Rishonim that the Rishonim did not buy into this. That we have almost no indication in Rishonim, we'll see the possible exception to that rule, but or at least in our sugya, not only no indication of the Rishonim to such an idea that Shishim could be required in HaTorah, the Mimbabino, something which is so startling, something so mechudosh, somebody should have told it to us. If anything, we have indications for Ked. If anything, we have indications from Rishonim that the exact opposite is true. So we have a comment of the Ramban, where the Ramban is explaining Shitas Rashi. He's going in line with Shitas Rashi, and the Ramban accepts the possibility of Shisha being a deraisa, but the Ramban is quick to commit that possibility to who? Almost identical to the Maharik, to what? If and when you hold Tamkikar as deraisa, then we can negotiate Shisha being deraisa. But if you hold that Tamkikar is the Rabbanan, then you are forced to learn the Sigas and Aspachta. There's no way to learn the Sigas in any shape or form deraisa, unless you're willing to subscribe to that fundamental premise of Tamkikar being deraisa. Now again, that's clearly Maharik speaking. That's a pre-Maharik statement. So I'm sorry for obviously with that part of it. But even more befamish than that, it's something that we spoke about in the past, the throwback to other Rishonim, it's a Rashba, it's a Rosh, we spoke about many, many times, that Yaduam Aforsam, that at the end of the day, there's a split in the Rishonim, whether Tamkikar is deraisa or not. That we all know. There is such a split in the halacha lemaisa. And at the end of the day, who cares? Deraisa or not. At the end of the day, you can't do it anyway. No one's going to be malchus anyway, b'sman hazeh. You're not allowed, even if the rabbanan, there's a fair shem mishnah, reza b'nesitam.
Everybody agrees if a piece of chaza falls in, you yank it out, and there's tam chaz, you can't eat that tarot. It's the deraisa de rabbanon. So my nafkamina by the time he gets the deraisa de rabbanon, says Rishon worked, and came up with one half-baked nafkamina. Such a shvach nafkamina. So the whole sugya, so depressing that the only nafkamina ladina you can come up with is one. What's the one nafkamina ladina? What? Nishbach. Nishbach min ataromus. Now, let's just backtrack for a second. They didn't even come up with the nafkamina of Suffolk Shisha. That wasn't even a good enough nafkamina. If I was writing, if I was a Rishon, and I was looking for a nafkamina, I would have said, well, you don't know how to be Mashiach. So if you hold Tavkikas deraisa, you have to be Mach. Be real Tavkikas deraisa, you could rely on your own amaratus, and you could assume that it's probably okay. Suffolk derabana lukula. That's what I would have said. So the Rishon quickly steered away from that. Nobody wanted to go down that route. Why? Because what Gemara was forcing them not to go down that route? A simple case of Suffolk. They had to make up a brand new case of Nishbach, a crazy case of Suffolk. What was wrong with a regular Suffolk, Eino Yodeh Ech L'Shayah? With the Chal staring us in the face. Because the Gemara says, Minoya Dina, remember that Gemara? Anyone remember that Gemara? Minoya Dina coming off of Binei. Nebuch, we have to be Mishar, Shishim, Kenegad, the whole Chal. We can't suffice ourselves with saying, oh, it's probably okay. We probably got the right number. Fresh the rod, why not? Chal is only wow, but see the Kashanu? Chal is going to drop on anyway. It's Chalash Chut anyway. It's not supposed to help your eyes anyway. So why do you have to be so strict? Rabbi, come on, be a little more lenient. Come on. It's only rabbinic. It's only the rabbis. It's only the rabbis. It's not even the rabbis. It's not in the Torah. It's not in the Bible. It's only the rabbis themselves who made up this whole thing in Chal. You can't be Megil on Tzvekis. What did the Ram say? What did the Ram say? What's up the Ram? What did he say to the Ram? Come on. Lo Yehi what? He said, how could the Rabbanim make up such a din? How could they let Kol Echad V'Yechad, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, be Mishar Shish, the way he wants to? Yevshah, Davar Kozeh. You can't, make the whole Allah, all your day, Chuchot Lula. It'll be a big joke. And therefore, with the Rabbanim, they refuse to apply what would otherwise been a valid principle of Safi Rabbanim the Kula. So Kepi Rishayim comes around and says, the Chazal refused to rely on speaking Rabban Lakula. That's that's every single case. But every once in a blue moon, we will let you rely on Sfekas Lakula by Shir Shisha. What's the case? If it's a what? If it's a case of Nishbach Zimeri Yetzelcha. We spoke about this run, right? You were talking about this run? Of course we can do this run. So Nishbach Zimeri like a Yetzelcha. Nishbach is not the classic case. The one crazy, nutty case of Nishbach, then the Ran's comfortable letting you rely on Tzvekid Rabban Lakula. And that Ran made its way into Shulchan Aruch. The beginning of Siman Tzadiches in Yerideya, when the Shulchan Aruch presents the issue, is Tam Kika Deraisa Derabbanan. So Shulchan Aruch presents as follows. If you just have no idea how to be a Shire, tough luck, no matter how you hold, you have to be Machir. Bein Lefi Tzvekid Deraisa L'chumra. Bein if you hold Tzvekid Rabban Lakula, this is Lo Yite Kalech Echterasa Biyadah. Obin took the Shulchan Aruch in the case of Nishbach. Then what? Then what's the din? What does Shulchan Aruch say in the case of Nishbach? What does he say? What does the Shulchan Aruch pass in the case of Nishbach? Nishbach, you're not sure what the Yavshish or not? Shulchan Aruch's machbir. Why? Because he quotes the Rashi and the Rosh who say, since we are note lahachmir the Tam Kikas Derai, so we think in our heart of hearts of the time may be right, therefore we have to be machbir by Nishbach. But what does the Rosh and the Rashba say? What would the din be according to who? According to non-Rabbeinu Tam people, namely who? Rashi. What would the din be? What did the Rishayim say? Like Rashi, according to Rashi, the din would be Suffolk Shisha with Takabi what? Would be Likul. Now, we don't pass like that because we're Shulchan Aruch, we're Machmir like Rabbeinu Tam. But in the worldview of Rashi, if you're writing a Shulchan Aruch, leave it to Rashi, Zok the Rishayim, Rashi and Rosh, that according to Rashi, Suffolk Shisha would be Lahokel. Who does that undermine? These Rishon are undermining whose position in the sugya? Chassam Sofer. That's not true. According to Chassam Sofer, even though Tam Kikas only with the Rabbanan, but you still need Shishim. You need Shishim with the Raisa because Shishim is a Shabito. Without the Shabito, it's a bottle. It's like eating it for M. It's Kilo, it's there. So, L'char Yisimei HaRishayinim from both the Ramban and Asugya and the Rashba and Teres Abayis and the Rosh, a little bit later on by Tam Kikar, and for all this Mahatma we're showing him, that that anybody should say to this Rashi, that you require Shisha by Nimish Enamino, Midaraisa. It was La'ola Ladas to say such a thing. Even if Rashi implied it in our sugya, Rashi only implied it in the limited sense, Aliba de Mandiomar, the Tam Kikas de Raisa. So the Maharik, the emes is the Maharik has Rishayim on his side. There's many, many more Rishayim than the Chassam Sofer has. We're going to hopefully do some justice to Chassam Sofer a little bit later. We'll dig up a Rishayim, we'll make up a Rishayim, dig up a Rishayim, whatever we'll do, to make somebody and make the Chassam Sofer side happy also. But Mistimus of Rishayim and all the things we've been talking about for the last 4 months, it would appear like the Maharik is correct. This whole Shia Bittul thing doesn't really exist. It's not even really true. This whole Shia Bittul thing. I mean, it's nice for yesterday's Shia, but, you know, we have to, you know, put things into perspective that in Rishayim and Asugya, it doesn't seem to be bearing out. If that's the case, that the Ramban and the Rashba and the Rosh and the Maharik, all the four Rishayim, are undermining the very fabric of the Sugya, according to Rashi, the whole Mahalach of Chassam Sofer from yesterday is now being questioned, and there really is no Shia Bittul. Shishim is talking not a Shia Bittul. The Hoyu Dvar Me'olam, Nishpay Mim Mishayna Mino, Nishpay Mim Mino, for sure. There is no such thing as a Shia Bittul. There's still a loose thread now in the sugya, according to all these Rishonim. What's the loose thread? The Chassam Sofer wasn't said in a vacuum. Remember, what was the thrust of yesterday's year? Why were we so excited about the Chassam Sofer? Why were we dancing off the... I mean, I was dancing, everyone else was. But you guys were, come on, Smechim and Drunken is also the Sinai. Why are we so excited about what Chassam Sofer? What made us so happy about what Chassam Sofer introduced us Shia Bittul? Why are we so tzufriden with it? Why?
You don't have the Mim Mino crowd.
There's something else that made me even happier. That made me happy a little bit. I got like a crack to half a smile on that. But to get me bummish to dance off the roofs, come on. What was it? No? Because Rashi already said this to us earlier on Tuesday. Yesterday was already Wednesday. So we've been already been shaku and disugi for a whole week. We already convinced ourselves, we already, I don't want to say brainwashed, we already convinced ourselves that Rashi is a Shia Bittul kind of a person. Why? What led us to believe? Remember these Rashi Lishitasa? We were, come on, weren't we jumping about this yesterday? What led us to be so tefillin with Chassam Sofer? Why do we like Chassam Sofer? Tefillin means to be happy, because you know Yiddish. Why are we so happy with this Chassam Sofer's part? Because this is not the first time that Rashi is indicating to us the idea of Shishim being a Shia Bittul. Rashi said it 3 days earlier, because Rashi was the one who said that if you tasted, either the goy tasted or the kain tasted, somebody tasted and didn't taste, Rashi says, sorry, you got to go further. You got more to do. What else do you have to do? Go get Shishim. And the only way we could explain that was to fall back on this idea that Shishim is a Shia. Who told us that? Remember, yeah. Who do we blame that on? Who do we pin that on? What? Who said that idea? It's a Shia. What? Remember the Rav we quoted from, right? Remember we said the Rav held that. That was like that was our conventional wisdom within Rashi Shita. That's a Shia Bittul. So we were so happy because we dug up two Rashis. Rashi says that Acha Ima Acha Ima, you still need Shishim. Right? That was statement number one of Rashi. And statement number two of Rashi is that Rashi said that Shia Shishim is Deraisa. So we thought, oh, this is all Shitasa, that Shishim equals the Shia. Right? This was very, very excited about. But now that we're falling back on Rishayim's Bi'am Rashi, we are, even though we liked this yesterday, but we're going to be intellectually honest that the Ramban didn't say it, and the Rashba didn't say it, and the Rosh didn't say it. Four Rishayim didn't say this. Four Rishayim said that Shia Shishim Deraisa doesn't exist as a Shia. What is it? All it is what? What is it of anything Deraisa? All it is what? The most it is Bittul Tam. That's all it is right no more. And therefore it can't exist if you hold Tam Kikas Derabanan. So now we have to go back and scratch our heads and say, wait a second. So there's really no such thing as a Shia Bittul. We made the whole thing up Yesh Me'ayim. Not the first, not the last thing we made up. Mamish, mamish. As I say in Latin, ex nihilo, mamish made it up. Okay? Called Shia of Shishim. We made it up. Chassam Sofer, the Rav. But you know, the Rishonim didn't have it. So if that's the case, so Tacha, go back to the drawing board. So what does Rashi say did number one? What's the meaning of that of Monday and Tuesday Shia? Who's bothered with this kasha besides Zach this morning? Right? Zach's happy about this. You guys are happy about this morning, right? Everyone else should have been thinking about this, no? Honestly, everyone went to sleep last night? Someone explain to me how you went to sleep last night, myself included. How did you go to sleep last night knowing full well that the Maharik
denied the Shibitl, knowing full well from 3 months ago Shirim that the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Rush also denied the Shibitl, and you still trust in me that Rashi said there's a Shibitl, it's a Tima that used to require, even Achet Ima used to require Shisha, based on what? So basically, we got to go back to the beginning of the week. There has to be something else going on in the first half of Rashi. If we're now changing and we're falling back on Rishonim against some Sefer in the second half of Rashi, in the second half of the week, then we have to revamp the first half of the week also. So there must be another deep, dark secret why the Achet Ima you require Shisha. Anyone want to tell me why? Besides the Akhambar. Anyone want to tell me why? I just undid the Chassam Sefer for you, right? You realize that? Just put the Chassam Sefer back. He's on hold for a minute. Back in pressure. Hold on. Hold it all. He's going to come back with a grand finale in a moment. But right now we're in Rishonim. Right now we're in Ramban's, Rashba's, Rosh's, my Rik territory. And Rashi never said Shir Shishim. Doesn't exist. So then why Achatim did he need Shishim? Can't argue that Rashi said that. Why? What do you mean? For us. I'll turn the question on you. Rashi said that Achet Im you need Shishim. Rashi also said that Achet Shishim you need what? You need what? You need Tima. Right? Didn't Rashi by definition say that? Of course, you need both. Why do you need that for? Who remembers why? I have Shishim. What do you need Tima for? And Shishim's Gevaldik. What do you need Tima for? Shishim's a Raya. If there's no going around, I'm okay with Shishim. Remember? Remember the din. If there's no going around, I'm okay with Shishim. But if there's a going around, I better go get him to taste it. Why, for us? What do you have to taste it for? Well, Efshalavar B'Yosef. Remember we brought the Raya from B'dikas Chometz, right? Efshalavar B'Yosef. The Shishim is okay, not bad, but not perfect. And therefore, we're going to hike it up and do a better B'Rur. No? Now that you know that, why didn't you Shishim after the Tima? What's the answer? For the exact same reason. That Shishim a certain degree of birur that Tima doesn't have. Neither one of these two rayas are ironclad. Shishim is not an absolute because, you know, there are some foods out there, Chazal can see that there are some foods out there that may have taste even in the bottom of Shishim. So Shishim is a good raya. It's like an 86. You know, it's like a B plus, but it's not an A. It's not an A plus plus. It's not a perfect score. So therefore, if you have no Breira, I don't have any going around, I live in Nuska, I can't find a going around, Zolzad, for why Shishim and finish. Or you can convince you that you can't trust the Goyim today. Okay, Zolzad. We have no Goyim we can trust today. Because we don't know how to run the taste test, as matters that we're stuck with most of it, Gluyas and Umdulamar. We don't know what to do. So therefore, we just rely on Shishim and call it a day. But it's Efshel Abara, state in the Gemara, state in Rashi, after the Abara. Because Shishim is not perfect, Shishim is not 100% proof. Me'idach Gisa, what else is not 100% proof? Tima is also not 100% proof, because you know what? He may have missed it. The Taya may not have been up to par. He may have blown it. And therefore, Lechatchila, what are we insisting on? What do you need? You need Shishim. So Tima is not enough. You have to have Shishim also. So it comes out that if you don't go down the Chassam Sofer's path, and you don't accept the Rav's Shtickle Torah, and you don't want to buy into the sheer Shishim story, you really believe, honest to goodness, that everything revolves around Bittul Tam, so then it could be that both halves of Rashi are both pointing to the same Bittul Tam thing, namely, that if you had a Te'ima, that's not enough because you need a better B'ur, Shishim does more, and if you just merely did Shishim, well, Te'ima can do more also for you. And if you pass both tests, so if you have two half-baked proofs, or consider it to be enough for Biur L'Chatchilas Shulchan, then we'll give you the green light. But Kol Zman, you could supplement with another test, we can insist that you do it. Not on Shir Bittul. There is no such thing. This is Maharik, this is Ramban, this is Rashba and Rush. We've never heard of Shir Bittul. The requirement for a Shishim is simply a better way of Biur above and beyond the Shvach Biur of the Yisatima. The same way the Lav Ochli, we have to say that according to Rashi. Why do you insist on Tima if the Shishim?
If you're using two different tests, I have trouble figuring out what your definition of Beetle is.
My definition is there's no top here. I want to make sure there's no top. My goal is just to ascertain there's no top here, but I don't have a perfect test.
I don't have a gold standard to prove that there's no time here, so I have two silver standards.
So tasting it is not a test of time?
Not necessarily. Now, you wonder, Mr. Alter has trouble with that. I'll tell you why Mr. Alter has trouble with it, I'll tell you why he don't have trouble with it.
Okay.
Everyone with us so far? Everyone understand what we just did? We just left the subcipher behind. We went down the route of the Rishonim. We created a whole other model in Das Rashi. And we're explaining that we're doing two half-baked tests to get to one conclusion. So Mr. Alter is sitting there as a lawyer and says, I don't understand. I object. He says, I don't understand. What, you want to tell me a story that Shishim is not a good enough proof, that somebody in the back of the courtroom screaming, I object, not sufficient proof. Got it. But remind the Alma, the guy standing there, he's tasting it and he's screaming at us, I don't taste anything. I've tasted Chazra 100 times, I don't taste it. What's wrong with that? What could possibly be wrong with that? You don't have any ideas besides that, Marach. What could possibly be wrong with that for us to insist that Rashi Shita of requiring Shishim is not Al Shabitl? Everything is hinging upon some deficiency in the Te'ima proper. There is something not 100% Mukh about his lack of Te'ima. What is it?
Maybe because it's a lack of Ne'amanus from one of the...
Is it a Ne'amanus issue?
It's not.
Don't forget, Te'ima is Ben Yisrael, Ben Goy. Remember? Rashi required Shishim, even if it's a Jew, tasting the truma. Okay, they taste the truma.
Rabbi Yehuda said you can't rely on it in the first place. Anyways.
Rabbi Yehuda said, we can't rely on it because we're stuck. We have no idea who's right, Rashi or Tosis. That's not going to help me. That's not going to help me.
The guy can't, he can't distinguish such small time. So he's eating so much chazi that
you... So you want to say the toim is not up to par. That's what you say. What's wrong with the toim? What's wrong with it? What great degree, what unbelievable university degree do you have to be a Tayyib? What's the answer?
Chef.
Who remembers? My friend, Mr. Rishonim. Remember? What's the sheer of Tam, Ha'amam HaTayyib? The Torah says, Tam Kikr. It's a Din D'Oraisa, again, according to somebody. It's a Din D'Oraisa, Tam Kikr, learned out from here, from there, from there, wherever you are. Tam Kikr, Zen Nehmet Torah, Tam Kikr. How do you quantify Tam? So we had a big chakir, a big shiloh, one of the early sigurs. No, who remembers? The Rashba. Remember the Rashba said, Lafuke wa? The Rashba gezocht. How do you define Tam Amma Bataira? What's zocht the Rashba, no?
Is it rover, is it just what the kvela?
Zocht the Rashba, what a normal person asks. The Torah was given for normal people. It wasn't given for Susie Fishbein. It wasn't given for, give me another good chef. Who's another one?
Julia
Child. It wasn't given for our chefs. And Kurdish Lachol, it wasn't given for any of the chefs out there. It was given for regular, normal guys. This guy Sobolovsky, not my wife, she's a good cook, but so he has no idea I could taste, not taste. The Torah was given for normal people. Who remembers we gave a marshal? The Torah was given for normal Zmanim, my creation, remember? Everything was given for normal people. The Torah wasn't given for people sitting in ivory towers in scientific labs with PhDs in nuclear physics. The Torah was given for you and me. A regular, normal Pashad Yid. And therefore the Rashba said that if a Pashad Yid's taste buds can't pick it up, I'll zelo nematanki. So she takes the famous, famous word from Rashba. Famous, famous word from the Rashba. It's like the Moshe Badavidam, famous word from the Brisker Rav about Kiddush HaChodesh. Remember, did we mention at the time? They asked the Brisker Rav that when Mehevi Ben HaMikdash, we're going to go back to Kiddush HaChodesh up here, we have telescopes now. So we use a telescope, we'll be able to get Chapta Levana much earlier. So you know what the Biskarov said? No. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, Zeh Zeh Loshen R'iya, it was Nimsa to Ma'ish Rabbeinu, the shear of Levana. The Levana is always the same size every day. But the Lefi R'iya Sa'inayim, the way we perceive the Levana, it has to be HaZeh, Kazeh Ra'ev Kodesh. The shear of the Levana has to be Lefi Ra'is, the naked eye. Not Lefi telescope. Not Lefi astronomer. It's the Lefi Ra'is, the naked eye. That's the shear. If it's less than that, it's not a Chalom Hashem Levana. That's not a Levana B'chidusha, as Dr. Brisker wrote. So the state in the Rashba, a Tam that's only discernible to a chef, that's not a Tam Amma Bataira. And who is the possible bar plucked of that Rashba? We didn't find any Rishon favorish to argue, but we had a guess that somebody disagrees. Rashi. What led us to believe that Rashi disagrees with Shaito?
Kfeila.
Because the Gemara talks about Kfeila. And where, as Tosfos said, why do you need a Kfeila for? Why? For what purpose? Give me one word. You say one word, you're wrong. For Nemanus. Rashi definitely didn't go down that path. He veered away from that by saying that what's the Nemanus of a Goy based on? You say, Abba Zoy, why does the Gemara say Kfeila for? So we guess that maybe Rashi holds what the Rashi rejected. Maybe Rashi holds that the words Kfeila are conjuring up the image, because if it's discernible to anybody, even to the mere expert, that's also a time we have to reckon with Min HaTorah. If that is true, if we are correct in what we said 3.5 months ago according to Rashi, then this Rashi is mamish galat. Why? Because now we can understand why is having a goy, or a Jew for that matter, taste something not the gold standard. What's the answer?
It's not a kfeila.
Because we don't really know. He could present himself with the credentials of kfeila, but we never really know. Is he really, really, really being that perfect professional tester? If you tell me that tasting depends on the free robe of the other normal person, you can't fake being a normal person. If he doesn't taste it, doesn't taste it. But if you're telling me that the real standards of taste are the much, much higher, much, much difficult to discern, and if any mashu of a tikka minayam of a taste is discernible to any expert out there, that's already a top of a Torah. Then I can understand why the taste test is not a gold standard. We'll rely on it if we have to. We're stuck. Subchatola, right? The guy's probably a tester. He chose his PhD for cooking school. He probably did test the test. He probably does know how to taste. And if he tells you he doesn't taste, it's probably right. And he probably doesn't have a taste on the batera. But you never really know. If you go down the Rashba's route, that taste depends on if you're right or the other, of course you know. What do you mean you don't know? Of course you know. You have a gold standard. So that's my answer to this whole business. Question. So again, we weren't going to talk about this today. To blame these guys, Ben Barak and Zachar, they got me all to hits today in Shia. They say that they threw my whole equilibrium off. That I was thinking we're going to talk Chassam Sofer, we're going to talk something, I'm going to keep on convincing you about the Chassam Sofer. And now I said, you know what? Forget the Chassam Sofer a minute. I'm in Michael's on the Chassam Sofer. It's coming back. Don't worry, he's going to come back with a rolled appearance in a minute. But back before the Chassam Sofer, let's bring the Maharik back to life. Ramban, Rashba, Rosh, Maharik. Not bad. Four, we shut him back to life. Within Das Rashi, but it bothered me. I don't want to give too much credibility to that opinion of Rishon. You know why? Because then I can't figure out what I said earlier in the week. I don't know what to do with the first Rashi. Until we discovered and say to this morning, no, we have what to say about the first Rashi, and we could even stick it in Rashi Lashitas and bring back from 3 months ago. So we're good. We're okay. We're okay. That wasn't Shia for today. That was just a side point that was necessary during Seder. Okay? Rabbi Sai, what we really want to get back to is the Chassam Sofer. Because we were just too excited yesterday. Yeah.
Can we bring a Raya Brewer that the Rashi
Raya Brewer, we can't bring a Raya Brewer.
No, because we said that, because the Cohen...
That was the Rashba's Raya. Good morning, that was the Rashba's Raya. But I know, but Rashi also read the Gemara, and apparently didn't think that was the best Raya in the world. Rashi must have learned it. The Gemara says, Kfeila at the end. Kfeila's going back on everything.
Like Cohen Kfeila?
He's Mr. Cohen. Mr. Cohen, how about Kfeila, yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's not my cash. That's the Rashba's Raya. But again, there are Rishon who probably disagree with the Rashba. Rabbi Sag, back to our story, back to Chassam Sofer's world. Out of the Marik, we just left Italy. The Marik was the Rav in Italy. Out of Italy, back to Hungary, back to the press work. Okay, they were back to the world of Chassam Sofer. It's a Shia, and it's such a gewaltig Shia that it's a Shia not only in Min B'Sheina Minoi, even in a Shia in Min B'Mino. Not only even is it, but that was actually the very source of it. That's exactly what we showed you in the Rabbina. So an amazing thing just comes out, according to Chassam Sofer, that Min Bimino, at least Balach Balach, is Midaraisa B'Shishim. Every time I say it, I just cringe. But we said it. Did anyone use this Chassam Sofer and have a startling new way of reading a Gemara? When was the first time we heard anybody talking about Shisha by Min B'Mino? Because Shisha by Min B'Mino is like a misnomer. It doesn't make any sense. But we know that's the facts. In Shulchan Aruch, there was a din of Shisha by Min B'Mino. Who was the first one to tell us that explicitly? Amara. It was part of his Amra Banan Bikfela, or the time of Ban B'Shishim. What was the Omer Rabbanu B'Shishim? Either min b'she'en amin of like a kfeila, or min b'min of like a make a led the timer. Right? Rava said that. Min b'min of b'shishim. Now, we got all to hit. And we wanted to know, wait a second, hold the phone here. Min b'min of b'shishim. Why, where, who, for what possible reason could it be? So the best that we had was who? Was the Rush. I don't want to put, you know, preferences on Rishon, but what did the Rush tell us? What was conventional, super duper conventional wisdom? Was a lot? Yeah. Oh, it's just a lot. It's a gezeira, the Rabban, not the Mimshein Amino. That was the Rush there. And we saw the Rush, we saw the Rush 100 times. Then in passing, we saw our unconventional wisdom, that is not the reason for Rava's statement of Mimbamino Bashishim. And quite frankly, there would be no reason to make such a gezeira. It would be a very, very silly, superfluous gezeira. Particularly coming from who? Which Rishonim did not think that was a very, very good reason to make a gezeira. Let's go back for a little bit, back to the Beit Mishishim Sugyos from not that long ago. Which great Rishon felt that the Rush's gezeira would have been really, really over the board, over, a little bit over the top, unnecessary? Why did the Rush feel so compelled to make the gezeira? The only thing is there is on problems that you think a lot. If what?
It's going to happen.
The rice. It's got to be the rice problems. You don't make gezeiras against the rabbanos. You make gezeiras against the rice. So by the Rush explaining to us that Rava's statement, the Mimino, the Shishim, is a gezeira the rabbanon, the Rush was committing himself to which sheet in Rishonim? Rabbanon, which is what he said. The Rush said the Beferish. She said, I passed the Rabbanon. The Rush was the one who told us, Nishpach is Luchobra. So the Rush was okay. Min b'sheremin is der aisa, alts tam kikar. Min b'mino is der abon alts because everything is hunky dory. Any Rishon who denies Rabbi Nadab, any Rishon, I don't want to say Rashi because you don't get it, it's too confused there, but any Rishon who's not a big believer in tam kikar, at least the way we think of it, is obviously not going to feel compelled to have this gezeira. Which great Rishon was that? Who remembers? Which great Rishon did not buy into tam kikar in any real sense of the word? The Rambam. The Rambam had very, very watered down Tom Kikar, remember, after the early Sugyas? Kizayas Dechlas Pras. I mean, come on, that's not really Tom Kikar. That's not fake Tom Kikar. But the Din of Shishim, I mean, according to the Rambam, it's not the Rambam. It's famous Rambam, Duchas Bechalsa Suris. Therefore, if the Rambam held that Tom Kikar was only the Rabbanan, it would be pretty silly to make a Gezei with the Rabbanan, or do that. Which is exactly why, when the Rambam formulates the Din of Shishim, and Mimino, what is the Rambam not right? He doesn't make any mention of gezeiras. What does he call it? Who remembers? What's the rationale for Shishim according to the Rambam? Who remembers? What's the rationale for Shishim according to the Rambam? What was the phrase the Rambam coined? We spoke about back in the sugya of Beitza of the Shishim. Remember the Rambam Beitzin? Why does the Rambam hold in the Shishim? What did Rava mean? I'm a Rava. Amar Rabbanan b'shishim min b'minay for vos. There's nish gezeir here. Why did Chazal so worried? Why did they hike it up to shishim? There's no reason. The Raisa chal betray bottom. Why did they hike it up to shishim? No one remembers the phrase. It was such a catchy phrase at Rambam. Guess we didn't talk about it long enough. Nevad. Ha'isser, ba'otzem, miyuta. We didn't quote that phrase.
We did. Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely. We didn't quote that Rambam.
We did. Okay.
Well, you got it there. Never ha'isser, ba'otzem, miyuta.
I don't
the phrase. I don't write down the phrase. That's the phrase. Never ha'isser, ba'otzem, miyuta. And the Rambam describes why is it that you did shishim for min b'mino. The Rambam did not say a word, not a zeicher, not a peep, not a whisper about any gezeiras, rightfully so, because there'd be no need to make a silly gezeira out of a derabbanan anyway. The Rambam had a whole different reason. Never did he say mutar. Why? Because what's the Rambam's theory about bittul? What does bittul have to be? What does bittul always mean?
Nothing.
Bittul toyer. Remember Baruch Be'ez, bittul toyer, right? Come on. It has to be meaningless. Like David Azar, give it a kick, something that's meaningless. So Chazal were very bothered that when Yabchad betray, min ha-Torah it's tacha meaningless, but come on, you ask the average guy in the street, that's meaningless. It's very meaningful. It's one out of two. It's 33%. That's meaningless. What do we mean? We've got to make it down to 1%. 1.5%. 60 times. So, midrabbanan, they made it takana. I wouldn't even call it gezeira. Gezeira means don't do X, you may come to do Y. According to the Rambam, it's not don't do X because you may come to do Y. Chazal didn't feel that this was a valid application of the principles of lack of chashivos if you're ois b'nei adam. People are going to chap. They're not going to understand. They're not tired. If you live in the world, the Meshavim, you understand that chap etrei is takabim. But with the Rabbanan, never is to be able to do it, though. Moshul ma David doyme. Where else did Chazal invoke this principle of that you have to invite the chashivos adavar? What other dinim d'rabbanan did Chazal throw into the mixture? What other chumras did they throw at us in dinim of taroives because they were so worried that you have to have never isabiel to miyutai? That's the reason why what's not botel? Dairy is not botel, and Rav Chishuvim is not botel, there's a Dava Hamid Laminyan, and Chdich Rav Yitzchak, but all the chumras d'rabbanan, we're not tired of chabitrei botel, we're not getting chabitrei botel, after the Rav Chishuvim is not botel, remember who saw getting right, Gemara's in Gittin. Midirais the chabitrei botel all the time. But midirabbanan, any and every time, we can't say with a straight face, never is it not to be utai, bittel's going to be botel. Bittel's not going to work. So sometimes what's preventing us from saying never is it not to be utai is quantitative. You don't have enough of a quantity of heter. And sometimes it's qualitative. If the item that you're trying to be botel, this will never be quiet. It'll never just sit down. It'll never lose its identity because it's a davachosher. So this is all part of a theory of the Rabbanan of the Rambam, never is to be able to miyutai. And where did the Rambam see all this? Where did the Rambam know this existed? Well, that's what Rava said. Because Rava said, min b'mino b'shishim, am Rabbanan min b'mino b'shishim. For what reason? The Rosh had a gezeira, that's very nice. That was the Rosh Hashitasai. But the Rambam had a whole different word, never is sir. And there was enough community between the Rosh and the Rambam. Who remembers? If you haven't noticed yet this year, every sugya, we just have to chaz it over because all the pieces of the puzzle are intertwined. This web just gets bigger and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. You know? My nakamina. Yavish b'yavish. Who remembers? No, let's say it over. Say it over from all the sugyas before. From the Beis of Ashisha, Rava Beis Din. Who remembers? My nakamina, when you go down the Rosh's board of the Rambam's board. When did they make this din d'rabbanan of min b'mina b'shishim? Did they make the din d'rabbanan only by dvarim shalachim, or even by yavish b'yavish? No, explain it to me. Say it out. If you're a big machmir, you're super duper religious, and you believe Taki could be a raisa, and therefore the reason for shishim is a d'rabbanan gezeira, then guess what? You're so religious, but you end up being a very, very big lenient. Why? Because the gezeira d'rabbanan only makes sense when there's something to be concerned about. Tom only kicks in when there's lach b'lach. So Tom b'yavish b'yavish by definition. Didn't we talk about this b'feirish? So according to the Rosh, there's no reason to make it din d'rabbanan of bittul b'shishim b'yavish b'yavish. And the Tachi isn't any. And who were the bar pluktas of the Rosh? The Rambam, who else? Which we showed the Rava Beis. And remember the sugya of Beis Tefrayach? All the pieces starting to connect. According to the Rambam and the Rava Beis, then that the din d'rabbanan had nothing to do with the gezeira of the Tom kick, because Tom kick is only d'rabbanan. It was a separate, independent statement of Chazal, never is God's mood. There's a new hashara that we need for Bittul to kick in Lamaisa. That concern of lack of never is God's mood, though, is equally true both for lack of also Yavish B'Yavish. So this was not just a theoretical machloikis. Again, it all started with Tam Kikud Eraisa. If you haven't noticed, everything starts with Tam Kikud Eraisa. Everything makes a breakthrough when you think about Tam Kikud Eraisa. So if you believe Tam Kikud is the Eraisa, then you're going down the root of the Rosh. If you believe Tam Kikas the Rabbanon, then you're going down the route of the Rambam. And Chapsin Afkadina, Yavish B'Yavish. Yavish B'Yavish, either year or no, according to the Rosh, no, according to the Rambam, yeah, you still need Shishim. Everyone got it? So we have two radically different ways of learning that statement of Rabbah. Amar Rabbanon, the Shishim, we had conventional wisdom, that was the Rosh, that was from the first week of Shia, we said. And then I threw a curveball at you 2 weeks ago and I introduced you to the Rambam and the Rabbah Beis Din, right? And you guys thought, wow, this is the most unconventional thing I've ever heard. And you say, wow, the Rabbah, he's totally backtracked from 3 months before. I backtracked. I didn't want to mix you up with the Rabbah Beis Din in the first week. You were mixed up enough with Eina Nessa Yochalessa. So I had to just take time to mix you up even further. So we started off with conventional, that was Rush. Then we moved into unconventional Rambam. And you know what we're just doing now? This is unconventional of unconventional. Because this is the third beer in the Gemara of Amarava. What's the third beer? Mimbimino? Yeah, what? Get that line, the taste off of it. Rava. Mimbimino Bishishim. So we have Rosh's beer, we have Rambam's beer, and now, what's the Bechudish and Bechudoshim? The Chesam Sofer, but that's Rosh's beer. That when Rava made that statement, I'm afraid to even write it. I'm just afraid to write it, but you know what I'm going to write. When Rava made that statement of Mimimina B'Shishim, he was not talking about a Gezeira, he was not talking about Nevera Isser. What was he just simply recounting and retelling us? A Din D'Oraisa, he was just quoting a Pasuk in Parshas and also about his Rav Hashem. He was just learning Chumash with us. Elementary school, fourth grade, learning Sefer Bamidbar. When Rava learned Sefer Bamidbar with his little boy, and they got their Parshas Rav Hashem, who here learned Bamidbar? They were like sixth grade? Did your teacher tell you this? You didn't have Rava for already. So when Rava learned Parshas Bamidbar, he said, Zebman Fandah and Parshas Bamidbar, this is what I say, Lichten Parshas Bamidbar is Rav Hashemah. You understand, you read Parshas Zerub Hashem when you were in sixth grade, and nobody screamed out and said, teacher, I don't understand, Mora, Rabbi, you call your teacher, okay? I don't understand. How are you talking? How can it be that you're allowed to cook this Zerub Hashem? Zerub Hashem is Kachim Kachim, and the rest of the aisle is Kachim Kalim, and one's Oslo's arm. How can it be? Rabbi, how can that be? So the answer of the Rebbe was what? That's the silliest kasha in the world because it's Baltimore. Huh? It's Baltimore Shishim. Ooh, Baltimore Shishim. Interesting. You see that the Torah is addressing the idea of Baltimore Shishim. By golly, what does that mean? Oh, it must mean that the Torah is talking about Mimbino. So it must be the Torah is talking about Yechidish. Right, but Rebbe, we learned last year in Pashas Mishpatrach around the Hot House. Remember that? In fifth grade, we learned about Rova Bezdin. And then we learned that met with the Reis Chad Betray Bothel. So how do you taught me the wrong thing last year? How do you resolve that? So you're going to get to seventh grade. What's the answer? What's the answer to that steer? We talked about the steer yesterday. How can it be on one place the Torah tells us deraisa you follow right, and another place the Torah says deraisa you follow shisha? What's the answer? That's the answer. So I'm going to show you something funny. We already know there's a machlokes in Rishonim where the Rava's statement was only said by Lach or also said by Yavish. We know that machlokes. It was machlokes who knew? Before today's Shia, we know where the Rava said min b'mino b'shishim, we know that there was a machlokes in Rishonim where the Rava was talking about only Lach, Lach, even Yavish, B'Yavish, right? It was machlokes who knew? It's on the board.
The Rosh and the Rambam.
That machlokes, according to the Rosh, only Balach, according to the Rambam, Lach and Yavesh, that machlokes was only a machlokes on the level of Derabbanan. Because both Rashi and the Rambam only, I'm sorry, both the Rashi and the Rambam only learnt Rava's statement as being a Derabbanan. Correct? So they had a machlokes, what the purpose of the Derabbanan was, and that the two different purposes will result in an afkamina when it's only Balach, Lach, Yavesh. It's Befevish, it's Mishonim, Befevish. No, that's by Mimbishonim. I'm talking about Mimbimina. Rava stated, Amar Rava, Mimbimina B'Shishim. That's all Rava said for us. Amar Rava, Mimbimina B'Shishim, according to conventional and unconventional wisdom until 20 minutes ago, was Derabbanan, finished. Why Derabbanan? Rasha, Dr. Zoy, Derabbanan, Dr. Zoy, Nafkimina, Lach, or Lach, Yavishosa. Now I'm telling you, according to the third beer in Rava, which is Chesam Sofer Aliba Derashi, that it's a Deraisa, guess what? There's also a chiluk between what and what? Lach and Yavish. But this chiluk has absolutely nothing to do with whose chiluk? With the Rosh. It's not to do with the Rosh's chiluk. Zero zippo to do with the Rosh's chiluk. The Rosh was talking on a level of the Rabbanans. Should we make a gzeir or not make a gzeir? Or not make a gzeir? Wouldn't it make sense? And Lach makes sense, Yavish doesn't make sense. Rashi's chiluk is on a level of the Raisa, because you have to be Miyashev last year's Pashas Mishpatim, and this year's Pashas Nosai. So you invite to have to be Mechalik with Lach and Yavesh, but the Chiluk in Lach and Yavesh is a huge Chiluk on a level of the Araisa. Nothing to do with the Rosh. But it comes out something also very, very interesting. Something fascinating.
Nimtza chumra kula, nimtza kula chumra. Who's the biggest machmir in the sugyas of Mimish Ein Amino? On the page here. Who's the biggest machmir in Mimish Ein Amino here? Mimish Ein Amino, you heard what I said? The biggest machmir is the Rosh. Because he holds the time, kikas the Rosh, compared to Tabichai, Malchus the worst, the disaster. Right? And yet he turns around and says, Min Bamino is so cow. It's only the Rabbanon. And it's only the Rabbanon, what? Wow. Only by Malchus and by Yomish. Who's the biggest makil in Mimish Ein Amino here? The biggest makil. Rashi. Because Rashi's takik is only Darabonim. Shishim may be the rice, but the mice of is only Darabonim. So if you have Shishim, even though you have Tom, you don't have to worry about it. Remember, like they're up. You have a Shia Bitla, you're good to go. So Rashi is the super duper duper biggest, what? Makil. Biggest makil. And he turns around and becomes what? The most machmir, because he holds that at least by lach balach, it's deraisa. Who's kind of caught in the middle here? The he's a little make a little machmir. The Rambam is making like the Rosh that Tam Kikar. I'm sorry, he's making like Rosh that Tam Kikar is only the Rabbanon. But he ends up not being machmir as far as Rashi that Shishma is deraisa, but he does outdo Rashi in something. What is he out to Rashi in? Is that he applies the Dindir Rabbanim to Yavish also. So in terms of the hierarchy of who's the Mach, who's the Mekel, I'm totally lost. How do you rank the Rishonim in terms of the end of the day? Rava said one statement. I'm Rabbanim Bishishim. That's all Rava said. So we have three different opinions of Rishonim, each one being Machmir to one degree and being Mekel to another degree. The Rosh is the super duper duper Machmir in Tam Kikar, but he's the super duper duper Makil in Rava's statement, and Mimina Bishishi. Rashi is the biggest super duper duper Makil in Tam Kikar, but he's the biggest Machmir in Amar Rava Bishishi, at least vis a vis Lach Balach. And the Rambam kind of meets us halfway. He's the biggest super duper duper Makil in Min Bishen Amino, but when it comes to Min Bamino, he's Makil that there are only the Rabbanans on the table. But he's machmir that those durabonans take out a life, even in a case of what? Of yavish b'yavish. Everyone chaptus? I'm a Rava. When you saw Rava, everyone understood there were three ways of understanding what Rava said. Amar Rava, Amar Rabbanan b'shishim. That's all I want you to know. Think about that statement. Amar Rabbanan b'shishim. You put together the last 3 months, clear as day, there are three different halachim, three different worlds in Rishonim, as to what Rava was talking about, and everything is intertwined. What you think about Tam Kikar Deraisa, what you think about this being a Shia, not being a Shia, what do you think, Lach B'lach Yavish B'Yavish V'Lach? It's all part of the same picture, just every way you turn, you took one little twist in the Sugya, and then you have to recreate everything else to fit into that pattern. Everyone figure this out? One less Likud in the Sugya, let's say. From the Gedolim. He used to say in Europe that what the Vilna Gaon was to Lithuania, the Chassam Sofer was to Hungary. If he was the uncontested, the Gol Ador, the world Hungarian Jewry. Chassam Sofer, we want to call the Chassam Sofer. But Im Kol Zeh, he doesn't have a Rishon on his side. Mr. Ramban, Mr. Ashba, Mr. Rosh, Mr. Maharik, he has only one person on his side, and as Rashi, who may not even said what he said, because Maharik had an equally valid view in Rashi. But the Chassam Sofer had one thing that nobody else had. What is that? But the Chassam Sofer had that nobody else had. What?
The last word.
He had a Tosis. He had a Tosis right smack in his corner. And it's interesting because I don't even think he calls the Tosis. What's the Tosis?
Six.
Number six. Tosis Mamatia, that's what I'm giving him now. You just have to read every word. Tosis is commenting on a din that when you have truma, so the shear bitl for truma is 1 to 100.
How do you know that? So Tosfos quotes you Sifrei. The Sifrei Dorish. The Torah says that when you mafresh trumas meiser, so that's called is mikdashon nimenu. The dover kodosh trumas meiser. What's the ratio of trumas meiser to the rest of the tefuah? Trumas meiser is meiser min meiser. It's 1 to 100. So the Sifrei has the following drasha. The truma oyle biyechad umeya, that just as trumas meiser is mekadesh, in a sense, it creates the Kedusha's Truma at a ratio of 1 to 100. So too, if a little bit of Truma, Truma's Mice, which has the status of Truma, or Bikurim, Machala, anything that has a Din Truma on it, falls into a mixture, it asks B'yechad B'meya. So the regular Shurim, Bittel, Rav, Shishim don't apply to Truma. Truma, everyone knows, B'yechad refers to Truma's Oil B'yechad B'meya. And then the Sifrei goes on. And what's the Shia Bittel for Oil and Kelly Akarem? What's the Shia? 1 to 200. Where did that come from? Sifrei has another fascinating comment. The oil of a kid that can be echle masayim, the mitog shekofli suro kofal eli osay. That oil and kid that can be twice as osir as truma. Truma is only osir biachila, it's mutabando. Whereas oil and kid that can be osir bando as well. So mitog shekofal bisur, it's double isur, double whammy, double shir. That's Sifrei. Tanoim said this. I didn't say this. Tanoim said this. So Tais is very, very quick to point out, almost like Tais Lashitosim in this whole world of Yerdeya. Tais says, come on. This is not Dirim Deraisa. Mikdashay Mimenu, Kofli Suro, Kofli Bitulo. None of this is Deraisa. What's the real Shir of Bitul? What's the real Emes of Shir of Bitul with Deraisa? Whatever the regular Shir is. Whatever the numbers are. You may need the numbers. Those are the numbers. So Tosfos could have just stopped here and said, "Asmach to be Amu deraisa, ayin chul in seven, ayin yordeh simin tzedekes, ayin ramuf lechosuros," and you'll find out what the shir did to law. But Tosfos didn't want to leave us hanging; they felt compelled to tell us what they are, just in case. You know, Yeshiva guys, the middle part of Zov here, a lot of he has to be a lot of people learn chulin, so he's stuck in the middle of Zov. He has no clue what the shir is. Maybe it's 1 in 20, 1 in 50, 1 in 1,000. What day? He has no idea. So Tosfos did you the tov and filled in the gaps here, told you what the shir bittul is. Okay. That's what Tosfos says. Listen, you have to read every word of Tosfos carefully. Who will learn Perkazov? Who you read this Tosfos? Well, if you would have read the Tosfos, would you have chop what Tosfos tells you? Absolutely. So this is what Tosfos tells you. The Raisa, true of Yolik, the Kerem, Betelim Beroy, Beyavish, Ubalach Beshishim, Kishari Surim. Mid the Raisa, again, Tosfos is not writing Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, we know the din is 100 and 200. That's the din Darabon, that's the Smachta. But if you want to know, if you ask Meshavim, what's the Shia Bittul? Kishari Surin, and Tosfos filled you in. If it's Yavesh, then it's Beroiv, and it's Balach, it's Beshishim. Right? Balach, it's Beshishim, really? So you're all going to say to me, oh, come on. What's Tosfos talking about? Must be talking about Mush Enomino, right? This must be a bit of time penning this Tosfos. They need Shishim because to be Vatal Tom with their eyes, right? That's what you were going to say. When you saw this text, who thought that? That was your initial reaction, right? So they're dead wrong. Why are you wrong? Why is that wrong? Why is that wrong? Well, shaka for chazal. Why is Vami Elam? Taisus just said that lach palach did shisha with their eyes. So good, so good. Mishen Amina, call it a day. Wrong. Why is that wrong? Because we learned the Gemara, which on the Marikonis a little bit later, that the Chumr Derabbanan of Neya for Truma was only instituted when? By Min B'mina. It was never instituted by Min B'mina. No? Doesn't the Gemara say that? Was that like that Tzadi Tess? Lama Amru Kol Mechamit V'tavad Amei L'Hach V'Min B'mina L'Hach L'Hach V'Halos M'Av Yechon. If you would have read this whole Gemara of Tzadi Tess, you would have figured that out. That, unless you held up Rashi, didn't seemingly figure it out, but everyone else figured it out, Tosfos included. It's a double Poshadat Ma'oid. It's a very, very difficult Rashi, but a double Poshadat Ma'oid in all Rishonim. That Truma Betela B'meya and the parallel, the corollary of Arlen Kedakarim, that's a Min B'mino that Chomer was instituted. That was never instituted by the Rabbanu B'Mimshayim. Mimshayim Amino, it's the regular rules. So therefore, Tosfos is obviously not talking about Mimshayim Amino. They're talking the wrong language. Tosfos is trying to explain to you, this is the din derabbanan in Neya, but the deraisa he has the dinim. So obviously, if Tosfos is starting by saying this is a din derabanan, what kind of a tarobus are they talking about? Obviously, a min b'mino tarobus. And in that same breath, what did Tosfos say? It's a min b'mino, and midarais it's rov. But if it's lach, what is it? Shishim. Really? I never heard of that. Until 2 days ago, I never heard of that. Midaraisa? B'shishim? What happened to midaraisa chad b'trei batel? No. What happened to midaraisa chad b'trei batel? What's the answer? There's only one way to answer this thesis. What's the answer?
Some sefer.
But the Rais Echad B'Trei Batel was only said by Yavish B'Yavish. It was never said by Lach Halach. Makar? Two words. What's the Makar? Zerah B'Sheila. That's Zerah B'Sheila. That is Chul and Daf Tzadiches. Now, truth to be told, this Tosfos is obviously disagreeing with what other Tosfos? The one in Agamar, because Agamar said Zerah B'Sheila is meaningless. It's all Asmach. Something's in Asmach, we're just not sure what. Both Tosfos are calling things Asmach, but different things. So Tosfos in Asugya laughed away Zerah B'Sheila, and Tosfos in Rav Metzia under the table. Didn't even, because again, the Sugya is a little Hazav, it's a little complicated Sugya and Hazav. Tosfos just wants to fill you in, make sure you don't make a mistake, don't think anything wrong about Tarav, let me just tell you what the facts are. So Tosfos makes reference to a sheet that we never heard of. But until Chassam Sofer said, yeah, we heard of it, that's Rashi. But Chassam Sofer claims Rashi in our sugya is exactly what Tosfos writes about Mitzvah. Those two words. When you read the Tosfos about Mitzvah, who chapped that? Who chapped that right away? Now who chapped that? That's exactly what Tosfos said. But Boisai, just to complete the picture, just that a mamash complete the circle of life, cycle of life, something of life. Fascinating. We are not the first ones to discover the difficulty, the complexity of this thesis. Many people may have read this thesis and went right over them. But not everybody. Some people actually really read thesis and really looked at every word. And when they bore down Kol HaTayra Kula, when they read every single line, every single word in the Rishon, every letter in the Rishon, they analyzed it, they filtered it right through Kol HaTayra Kula. And who do I have in mind? Who read it Tosfos like that? Rabbi Kiveger. You can't get Rabbi Kiveger on a line in the Tosfos. It's impossible. Shrek Rabbi Kiveger, the Gion Neshas. Shrek Rabbi Kiveger, Eighth in the Ramakunis. Koshuli. Habamin Bamino Gambalach Potom in a Tayberaiv. Whose cash is that? My cash. And if you're going to tell me a story like Zach, Vimishedomino, that maybe Tosfos means Vimishedomino, right? So you at least got the M in Rabbi Kiveger. He's saying that's ridiculous. That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. Why? Why? Kamidrabanum both of Bashishim, that Trubukufal of Hanamidrabanum, right? Because everybody knows that the Chumadrabanum is only Vimim Bimino. So of course Tosfos talks about Vimim Bimino. So Rabbi Kiveger is in up in arms. He is distraught. You can see he says, "Lord, he found himself the Heilig Rabbi Kiveger. The Heilig Rabbi Kiveger doesn't know what to do with this Tosfos. He comes up with his best shot. What's his best shot? Zuas. Even the Lashon is already ready. 1 foot. We're already falling. Zuas. Maybe Efshir the Kavanas at Tosfos. The Eino Mino Betam." Uvemino b'shema. What did Kiveger just say? It doesn't taste. Oh, it does taste. It's eino mino b'tam. It means it has a different taste. The has a different taste. But it's still called the same thing. Does that ring a bell, Rabbi say? Back to whose world? Abay and Rav, remember? Rav had a gewaltige chiddush. What was Rav's gewaltige chiddush in the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah? That Rabbi said you pass in Shema. So if two things are called the same thing, they're called the same thing, that's called min b'mino for all the chumras derabanans, remember? And therefore, vis-a-vis this chumra derabanan of truma b'meya, if it's called the same thing, what are we going to treat it as? As min b'mino, we're going to require mea b'drabanan. But, catch this, even though it's called the same thing, if it tastes different, vis-a-vis the sugya of tam kihikar, what are we going to call it? Min b'shein amina, because it has taste. Who is this, out of which book is this? Rabbi Kivega. This is right out of whose world? Who is Rabbi Kivega alluding to without saying it? He's walking a tightrope trying not to fall off. It's cool. He has to make it mimimino, mimimino at the same time. He has to call the two contradictory things. He's got to call it mimimino and also call it mimimino. So he calls it mimimino, legabe, the dinder upon him of requiring mea. Because if you don't do that, then the whole sukkah is silly. The whole place is silly. On the other hand, he's plotting to have a deraisa here. He needs a deraisa quick. He needs a nice and tam here. So he said, no problem. It's called the same thing, different taste. But Mamar Shachem, if it's really called mimimino, so then it's. Why do you need Shisha B'Deraisa? What's the answer? Out of whose world is this? Who is he quoting? Which great Acha, which great Pesach in Shulchan Aruch is the thing of referencing without even telling you? He's assuming that you knew this already. It's right out of who? Right out of the Shach. Remember the Rambam, is the Ramon the Shach? Did we talk about this? The Ramon said that according to Rava, that it's the Baal Shem, and therefore if it's called the same thing, that's called Mimimino. If it's not called the same thing, it's called Mimshenomino. Then the Gabi didn't do Rabban, then the Gabi didn't do Raisa. What did the Shach say wrong? What did the Shach say? Who remembers? The Gabi Chumras, the Rabban, and the Min Maminos, then you go Basa Shema. But Tachlis, in terms of Tam Kika, what do you follow? Only one thing alone? Taste buds. So B'Kivega says, the best I can do with this Taisvis, the absolute best I can do, is to make it Okimta, that it's Min Bemino vis a vis Shema, and there's still a problem of Tam and the Raisa, and that's the absolute best I can do with this Taisvis. It's doichak on multiple levels. First of all, we're not even sure Ramon Shach, we're not even trying to be mechuyah in that. And number two, that's what Tosis meant. It would have been nice if they would have told us that. Instead of walking us down, leading us, misleading us. So B'Kivega, you could see the painter of B'Kivega has to move on to the next Tosis because he just doesn't do this. He's blind to the doichak. You know what I say? That's the circle of life. How does it all end? Who do you think someday maybe made Rabbi Kivega a little bit happier? Rabbi Kivega, at the end of his life, had an illustrious son-in-law, Hassam Soifer. Hassam Soifer Nebuch had a very, very hard life. His first two wives died. And he remarried a third time. Later in life, he remarried who? His third wife was the daughter of none other than Rabbi Kivega. He was Rabbi Kivega's son. They were contemporaries. They were, came out the same age. They were two gedolei olam, but it was the third marriage of Chassam Soifer. And that's how he became very close with Rabbi Kivega. There's a lot of correspondence between the two. No doubt, at some point, I don't have it documented, but after Rabbi Kivega had v'doichak, sometime the father-in-law at the age of 95, whatever they were, the two, the Alter Rabbanim, the Gedolei Olam, Kivega, Chassam Soifer. So no doubt the Chassam Soifer must have pointed out this father-in-law at some yontif table somewhere along the way, he must have pointed out the Shver to Kivega, who was the same age as him, that I got a better teretz than the Deichak to this Taisus. I ain't what I wrote in Maseches Chul and the Sugis Rabbi Sheil of Tzadichas. That's the Pshat Taisus. Now again, that Pshat and Tosis, but Tosis at square opposition to the Tosis in our sugya, okay, Makabel, not every Tosis, but yes, to see eye to eye with every Tosis in Chulun. Rabbi say, Hayotze ben Advarim is that we have the old style, conventional reading of the sugyas, then we have something very unconventional going on here. We don't know just how unconventional we are. We have Rashi has some very, very fascinating things to say in our sugya. We have one Mahalach of Ramban's, Rashba's, Russian Maharik's, one beer. We have Chassam Soifer, which is ultimately supported possibly by a Taisim of Atziah, the other beer. Each one of these Mahalach have opened up our eyes and put things into proper perspective and revamped all the things we've been talking about. Much of the discussion revolved around Rava's cryptic statement, Mimba Mina Bashishim, which just off the record, remember Rashi had such trouble with that statement anyway? Does that statement seem to posture like against who? Rava's Mibishishim seemed to fly in the face of Rabbi Yehuda, which Rashi didn't like, because Rashi possibly Rabbi Yehuda. That was just the kicks into my head. So much of it revolved around this statement of Chazal, Mibishishim. So much of it revolves around Rabbi Sheila, Rabbi Isai. We have not even begun to scratch the surface of the Sugya of Rabbi Sheila. We finished two parts of Rabbi Sheila. Remember, I introduced at the beginning of the week saying we got a long way to go. We have a very, very long way to go. Okay, but at least we have a little bit of a beer this week as to the starting points of some of the Nakudas of Rabbi Sheila. You can understand and appreciate why so much of Tarovis revolves around this Sugya. Okay, Mr. We'll continue on Sunday with the new Sugya. You guys try to get ahead of me in the next month. Okay.